All right, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at the musical legacy of Neil Sedaka, a pivotal figure in American pop music. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know today. We're locking in 7 facts about Neil Sedaka so you can ace your quiz or crush that convo about classic pop. Sedaka's songs are sensational staples of sound. Let's get right to it. Fact number 1. Neil Sedaka's signature solo hits include Oh, Carol, Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday Sweet 16, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Let's keep it simple. These songs bottled the sparkle of teen romance and helped make him a major teen idol of the early 1960s. They're catchy, cleanly crafted, and built to linger. Test question. Which Neil Sedaka song was inspired by Carol King? Correct answer? Oh, Carol, Memory Aid. For a hit that's swell, remember Carol, Calendar, and Farewell. Moving on. Fact number 2. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is key. Those honors recognize a catalog that shaped American pop and influenced other artists for decades. Test question. In what year was Neil Sedaka inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame? Correct answer, 1983. Memory Aid. Sedaka's Hall of Fame honor in 1983. Next up. Fact number 3. Neil Sedaka trained in classical piano and kept that classical core throughout his life. Think Juilliard prep training on Saturdays. It sharpened his theory, touch, and melodic sense. That's why his pop hooks feel so well built. Test question. What type of musical training did Neil Sedaka have? Correct answer. Classical piano. Memory aid. Classical keys for Sedaka's melodies. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. He and Howard Greenfield became brill-building composers, writing extensively for themselves and other artists. Here's the takeaway. The Brill Building was a hit factory, and Sedaka Greenfield were core to that sound. They penned songs for Connie Francis, among others, and helped define 1960s pop test question. Who was Neil Sedaka's primary collaborator during his early years? Correct answer. Howard Greenfield. Memory Aid. Sedaka and Greenfield, a Brill Building field. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 5. He achieved significant international success, recording in multiple languages, including Italian and Spanish. Remember this. He didn't just tour abroad. He recorded convincingly in other languages, even earning number ones in places like Japan and Italy. That global reach helped keep his career strong when US tastes shifted. Test question. Name one language Neil Sedaka recorded songs in other than English? Correct answer. Italian. Memory aid. In languages many, Sedaka's tunes were plenty. On to the next one. Fact number 6. His 1970s comeback was catalyzed in the UK and Australia, then supercharged in the US via Elton John's Rocket label. Let's get to the point. Working with fresh producers and getting that rocket push led to hits like Laughter in the Rain and Bad Blood, and even a ballad remake of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Test question. Which artist helped Neil Sedaka's comeback in the 1970s? Correct answer. Elton John. Memory Aid. Rocketed back by Elton's track. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. He continued performing and releasing work into the 2000s and 2010s, including children's adaptations of his hits. The main idea is, Sedaka kept evolving. From orchestral pieces to online mini concerts during tough times, he stayed connected to new audiences and younger singers. Test question. In what decade did Neil Sedaka adapt his hits for children? Correct answer, the 2000s. Memory aid. In the 2000s, Sedaka's music found new fountains. Okay, let's refocus for a quick recap. I'll hit you with the test style prompts again so you lock them in. Fact number 1. Which Neil Sedaka song was inspired by Carol King? Correct answer? Oh, Carol. Fact number 2. In what year was Neil Sedaka inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame? Correct answer, 1983. Fact number 3. What type of musical training did Neil Sedaka have? Correct answer, classical piano. Fact number 4. Who was Neil Sedaka's primary collaborator during his early years? Correct answer, Howard Greenfield. Fact number 5. Name one language Neil Sedaka recorded songs in other than English? Correct answer, Italian. Fact number 6. Which artist helped Neil Sedaka's comeback in the 1970s? Correct answer, Elton John. Fact number 7. In what decade did Neil Sedaka adapt his hits for children? Correct answer, the 2000s. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. We'll continue soon.